Canmore. The Good Lovelies are coming to Canmore to spread the sound of their Juno-nominated album. The album, We Will Never Be the Same, had its one-year anniversary and prompted the release of the deluxe version, which features acoustic versions of the album's songs and covers from popular bands. Their show at Arts Place on November 12th is part of a 14-stop tour across Canada, where they will take their only day off in the mountain town to take in the sights and unwind midway through. "We're gonna do just about every sort of day off, outdoorsy thing that the weather will allow us," said Carrie Yao, one of the band's three members. "We sort of did that on purpose." The band isn't a stranger to Canmore, with having performed at Community Cafe and the 2011 Canmore Folk Festival. "We've got so many friends in the area that we get to stay with, and they take us on gorgeous hikes," said Ao. "I love Canmore." Ao, along with the Good Lovelies' Sue Passmore and Caroline Marie Brooks, took off to a cottage where they spent about a week isolated, writing their songs for their latest album. "It is my favorite record we've ever made," said Ao. "Partly that's because, for the first time ever in our band's life, we took off to a cottage and wrote most of the songs while isolated, trapping each other and our ideas for like a week." The band will be harmonizing the new songs on stage along with their favorite tracks from the past 18 years of music together. Good Lovelies kicked off the tour with their deluxe version of their album on November 5th in Sydney, BC, and will make their way east before closing it out in Winnipeg on November 20th. For Ao, it's not the 14 shows in 16 days that gets to her, but rather the re-entry to non-tour life. "The re-entry to go home is often very jarring because completely different pace at home," she said. "I think the re-entry thing is a really interesting thing for both, coming out for the first day of tour, and then going home after 2 weeks of shows."